Hi, everybody, and welcome. This is my third annual trip to Bali, and I made another wonderful friend. Hi, Courtney.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome. So we met at lunch today, and I went to a yoga class with Courtney, and she started discussing some thoughts and questions she had when she found out I was a doctor. She happens to be a coach. So tell them what you started asking me at lunch.
Why can't I poop?
And you know what I think is so fun? That when you meet someone who's a doctor, it's like there's like this instant, I don't know if it's just like trust or openness or like nothing could faze you, because you said to me, I know you're eating.
Yeah, taking a bite. And I'm like, so I have this problem.
So anyway, this developed. So I told her, well, why don't we make this a video blog? Because I'm pretty sure that other people are struggling with this as well. So if you're willing to ask a stranger about this, would you be willing to do a video blog for other people to learn too? And she was game.
Yeah. Let's talk about poop.
All right. So what you had asked, tell them what you had asked me.
I've been having digestive problems for a while, but thought that I had taken care of it.
Yep.
And it's coming back again. Mm-hmm. So with me eating healthy,
yep.
Why, and living in a place that is so spiritually beautiful and warm.
Mm-hmm. Which aligns with you.
It aligns with me. Why can I not release?
Okay. So the idea here that I thought was beautiful is you are basically living your dream job. You're a fitness trainer, you're a coach, you're out here now living here. You're doing, you know, you're living the Bali dream.
Yes.
And so how could it be that this part of you feels more shut down?
Yeah.
So what is the job that you're doing out here?
So I live and work with a family.
Mm-hmm.
And
are they a Balinese family?
Half Balinese, mm-hmm. half American.
Mm-hmm.
But the girl, I'm tutoring, private tutoring a girl,
mm-hmm.
her core right. curriculum. And she's 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I work with her Monday through Friday. I live with them 24/7.
The family.
I live with the family all of the time.
And how well did you know the family before we got here?
I did not know the family at all.
Well, good on you. I am so proud of you. It's like you took this huge leap.
Yeah.
You went into this unknown situation, and you're noticing that your body is giving you some messages.
Yes.
And so digestive issues, right, specifically constipation or not being able to poop, often is correlated with not letting go, not being willing to let go, release. Where do you see that going on? Is there any, or do you see that going on?
Yeah. The habit of, specifically that I think of is their dinner time.
Mm.
And every night they make beautiful dinner and they invite me
mm-hmm.
as a family
mm-hmm.
to eat with them. And I think that's so lovely. I want to be a part of that. The problem is they eat at 8:30 at night.
Yeah.
My body is used to eating, and I enjoy eating at like 5 or 6.
Okay.
Because I like to be asleep by 9.
Oh, so you don't want to have a full belly and have just eaten
right.
and all that. Okay, so this might be cultural. It might be social. It's also tied to your job.
Yeah.
Right? And so you're in this whole new culture.
It feels like pressure to eat dinner with them. And I'm so grateful that they've invited me into their home, that they've given me a way to live a lifestyle that I've dreamed of.
And so you have been doing this? Have you been eating at 8:30 then?
Every night.
Okay. And so you haven't said anything. Okay, so this is the part. Okay, so when you and I, let's just say anyone, two people, are in a relationship, and there's something you know about our relationship that I don't, that's called a withhold. Hold.
Yeah.
A withhold. Because it's something between us that you know that each time you're with me or see me or whatever kind of stirs you up a little bit, but I have no awareness of it. And in
right.
fact, if I was this family, I asked you, I invited you, so, and you said yes.
Mm-hmm.
So my job is to believe you. My job is to believe that this is okay with you. Right?
That makes sense.
So what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of in something as simple as, like, having this conversation, letting them know? What would be this, you know, scary part of that?
That I've offended them?
That you might offend them in how you say it or what you say?
Yeah. And they're very open and beautiful, kind humans. But I still have this intimidation.
Well, I think you also, it might be, well, you tell me, but I'm getting this feeling that maybe you want them to feel that you appreciate them for giving you this opportunity. Yeah, for giving you this opportunity.
And what a beautiful time, like supper time is beautiful. Like the circle of people, we're talking about our day, we're enjoying good Balinese food, which is awesome. I want to be a part of
time. Sacred time.
Yeah.
All right. So how about, would you be interested in me just kind of, we'll do a little role play of one way that you might be able to have this conversation. And then what I want you to do is after we're done, just take the parts that resonate with you and make it your own. Okay. Yeah. So you be them, I'll be you.
Okay.
And it would go something like this. Hey, Courtney, you know how I went on my vacation? It was really great. And while I was there, I did a little bit of reflection, and I figured out some ways that I think we're going to be able to work and live even better together. And I wanted to share them with you. When do you have 15, 20 minutes? When will be a good time for you?
I think right now is a good time.
Right now?
Yeah.
All right, so, well, that's good. You picked a good family. Now it's that time. Okay, so now you're going to have the talk, and what you're going to say is something along the lines of, hey, Courtney, you know, when I was in Ubud, I actually sat down and had lunch next to a doctor, and I was telling her that I was struggling a little bit and feeling, like, kind of cramped up, you know, like just kind of not as connected as I normally am. I don't know that you need to go into your biological, you know, stuff with everybody, right? Although we are now sharing.
Well, here we are.
But whatever you say is you just say, like, I was doing some reflecting, okay? And I realized that sometimes I hold back. And I want to make sure that you know how grateful I am to have this opportunity to be with your daughter, to be with all of you. I want you to know how grateful and gracious I think you have been hosting me and making sure that I'm comfortable and including me every night at dinner. What I do want to practice a little bit is sometimes I say yes when I, to you, so that I don't get upset. Like, I don't upset our relationship or create any waves. I want everything to go smoothly. Even if it sometimes is going against my own biological rhythm. And let me explain what I mean by that. So I'm just used to eating around 6 o'clock so I can sleep around 9 at night. Except I don't want to miss the amazing connection at the dinner table, the beautiful food that's served. So each night when you so kindly invited me to dinner, I say yes. But when I go to bed, I feel heavy. And I feel like I really can't sleep as well. And I think it's now impacting my digestive system. And I noticed that when I was in Ubud and I was on a more regular schedule and more aligned with what I'm used to, everything became easier. And so what I realized was that my fear is that you might not be okay with me sharing this. And so I was a little worried. And what I want you to know is that I'm not saying I'm going anywhere. This is really about trying to make our relationship stronger. And so I'm wondering, do you have any ideas about how we might be able to keep that sacred, beautiful dinner connection? And I might be able to eat a few hours earlier so that my body feels good.
Bless your heart. That is, like, that opens the door for her to know exactly where I'm at, her to know that I'm grateful. And it like gives creative opportunity for like to figure out like how do we in relationship work with what I'm dealing with, which is I want to eat earlier, but I want to be.
But you want to feel good.
I want to feel good.
You want to feel good so that you can do a good job. That's really good.
Yes,
so that's
literally.
That's one thing you should say, which is,
yeah,
I think that there's ways that I could communicate more clearly than I have been,
yeah,
in order to improve how I feel and to allow me to do an even better job for you.
Beautiful.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's, and you gotta kind of go through this. You sometimes gotta just say it out loud, mm-hmm, so you can get really clear. So for all of you, mm-hmm, out there, just paying attention and noticing, are there ever times that you're more concerned about not offending somebody else, and then you make your own self so uncomfortable, mm-hmm, right, that it ends up creating a distance in the relationship in another way? All right, so I think this was incredible. And the one thing I want to make sure is, if you and I have some sort of disagreement or conflict, and it's like in this space, right, if I don't share it with you, I basically don't avoid this conflict. What I do is I swallow that. And so I take the conflict from being in between us, and I put it inside me.
Mm.
It's like I swallowed it. And if I swallow the conflict, now I'm not comfortable, and you and I start moving away from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to happen anyway. And now I'm really uncomfortable and out of rhythm with my own body. So for all of you out there, pay attention. Is there anything that you are holding back from someone else because you don't know how to say it, you don't know what to say, you think it'll take too long, you think they might get mad at you, whatever it is, what is it that you need to get more in alignment with, that you want to get rid of those withholds that you have so that you can have clear, cleaner relationships with the people you care about? Yeah?
And to honor the self.
Yeah. What were your takeaways?
That I feel good about having a conversation now. So I have clear talking points that I'm going to practice.
And it doesn't take a long time.
Yeah, no, it doesn't take a long
couple
time.
Couple minutes.
And my digestive system's going to be better.
It's going to love you.
I'm going to love me. That's so good.
All right, everybody. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you, Dr. Naya.
You are so welcome. And until next time,
blessings.